الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارِك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We seek forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger, and I bear witness there's no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only one without any partner. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and all his companions. Today's khutbah is a continuation of our series about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jabbar. The compeller, the omnipotent, the almighty. In Surah Al-Hashr, verse 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. The meaning, he is Allah, beside whom there is no God, the King, the Holy, the one free from all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over his creatures, the Almighty, Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the omnipotent, the Almighty, the Supreme. Glory to Allah. High is He above all that they associate as partner with Him. Sometimes man's qualities are confused with the Creator's attributes. Therefore, it is necessary to make clear that if some qualities or attributes are attributed to the Creator, they betoken His divine perfection. But if they are attributed to human beings, they reflect human imperfection. For example, if we describe a human being as being Jabbar, compeller, omnipotent, almighty, such a quality denotes imperfection in him. But why? In fact, man is not self-existent. In other words, he derives his existence and survival from his Creator, Allah Almighty. He is made weak, the human beings, hasty, vulnerable, and easy frightened. If we describe any person as being Jabbar, the question is, can he guarantee to survive for one single second? Tens of people pass away because of a great many diseases, known or unknown, Although with the development of medical science, doctors may sometimes know the cause and say this is because of failure of the brain or kidney or liver or heart. A great many people from among us have great expectations that vanish because of a slight, insignificant disorder in one of their organs or parts of the body. If a certain person is described as being Jabbar, it would be disgraceful and imperfect for him. This is because man's existence and survival are subject to Allah's divine power and will. Man's strength is bestowed upon him by Allah, Almighty, and is subject to Allah's divine will. Man's intellect is subject to Allah's will. And man's judgment and reasoning are subject to Allah's will. If it is said that someone is Jabbar, this means that he is a mere fool, simply because he assumes to himself qualities that are far beyond his human abilities. But if Allah, creator of the world, the unique, the almighty, the living, the self-existent, the one whose decision is irresistible, if such a great Lord is described as being Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the omnipotent, the almighty, such a divine attribute of Allah embraces praise, glorification. In addition to its being one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala own self. This applies to other qualities such as al-mutakabbir, the supreme, the sublime. If we describe someone as being mutakabbir, this has a negative connotation. But when we say that Allah, glory to him, is mutakabbir, this has a positive connotation. And is a kind of praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, because it denotes his divine perfection and greatness. In other words, it is not the right of a human being to claim for himself such a divine attribute as al-mutakabbir, simply because man is not only weak, but also he derives his power and abilities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is really the sublime and the supreme. He almighty is the great and the powerful, because he is the creator, the Lord, and the disposer of all worlds. In fact, the word Al-Jabbar has several meanings in Arabic. First meaning, Al-Jabbar is someone or something that is gigantic and too high to reach. When we describe a palm tree as being Jabbara, this means that it is so high that its fruits cannot be picked. When we describe a camel as being Jabbara, this means that it is too hard to mount or ride. In the same context, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, means they said, O Moses, in it, the Holy Land, are a people Jabbarin, or great undefeated force. And we shall never enter it until they leave it. When they leave, we shall enter. The word Jabbarin in the above verse means too strong to be defeated, relentless and merciless. But when we say that someone is Jabbar, this means that he is too hefty and too arrogant, that he is by no means moderate or considerate. Those who describe themselves as being Jabbarin or behave as being Jabbarin, arrogant, tyrannical, or unjust, do not listen to anyone, are never moderate, and are disobedient and rebellious. Such people must necessarily be destroyed by the Lord Almighty. That is why every now and then you hear of such tyrant has been destroyed by Allah Almighty and has been made a deterrent example for those who are prepared to get admonished. This is because pride is one of Allah's divine attributes, and so are might and majesty. Therefore, if a human being, any human being, tries to compete with Allah concerning such great divine attributes, Allah will certainly destroy him and cause him to be perished. Al-Jabbar is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, All Majestic, alone, because he is far above human perception or conception. He cannot be encompassed by a human mind, nor can he be seen by the human eyes or perceived by the human mind. Even if all mankind contemplate and deliberate Allah's beautiful divine names and attributes till the end of the world, they cannot possibly and will never be able to encompass Allah's divine holy self. All that has been so far written about Allah Almighty is mere simplification, approximation, or illustrations, because it is impossible to encompass Allah in knowledge. That is why Al-Jabbar is Allah, glorified and exalted, who cannot possibly be encompassed by the human minds, seen by the human eyes, and the secrets of whose holy divine nature are impossible to unveil. That's why it is ignorant and impolite to think that you can conceive or understand everything about Allah. In other words, it is absolutely wrong to think that you can know the reality of Allah Almighty. Your being ignorant of Allah means that you know Him. And your thinking that you know Him means that you don't know Him. And if you admit your being unable to know the reality of Allah's divine self, this means that you know who Allah is. In other words, if you say, I know only too few things about Allah, this means that you know Him. If you say, I don't know, this means that you are knowledgeable enough. But if you naively desire to conceive or to convince people that you are able to know everything, this means that you are ignorant. Such is the first meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Jabbar. He, glorified and exalted, cannot possibly be perceived by the minds, nor can be seen by the eyes. And the secrets of His holy divine self cannot possibly be attained by the minds. The second meaning, Al-Jabbar, is someone who consoles and comforts others. That is why it is rightly said, Allah is never worshipped on earth by anything better than consoling other human beings, dealing with them kindly, and doing good to them. The word Jabara in Arabic also means to set broken things, bones for example. In this sense, Al-Jabbar is someone who set things right. Whenever there is a problem, someone has been demolished, a certain person has been impoverished, a certain person has been destroyed, Allah, Creator and Lord of all worlds, is Al-Jabbar, who sets things right, who bestows His divine care upon the wicked, who enriches the poor, who counsels the weak, who gives the needy, and who graces the lowly. That is why whenever you turn to Allah with submission, humiliation, humbleness, and veneration, He most gracious comforts your heart, set things right for you, removes distress from you, strengthens you, enriches you, and bestows His honor and grace upon you. Such is another meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Jabbar. He always set things right. That's why the word Jabara means to set right a broken things or a broken bones, to comfort the heart of a poor person by giving him money, to comfort the heart of a sick person by healing him, to honor and respect a lowly person, to strengthen a weakened person, to give security to a frightened person. Such is the second meaning of Allah's beautiful name, Al-Jabbar. Allah most gracious, who always set things right for His slaves. Therefore, it is wise to invoke the Lord Almighty, O Al-Jabbar, just as businessmen and merchants do, because selling one's goods is considered a great grace from Allah. That is why when He speaks about business or trade, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتِجَارَةً تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, means, and commerce that you fear may be stagnant. In fact, the worst things to a businessman is to see his merchandise stagnant and kept stored in his warehouse with no demand at all. That's why when Allah most gracious speaks about business or trade, He emphasized the most painful thing to a merchant, namely stagnation of commerce. Hence, the words O Jabbar means, O Lord, make my merchandise sellable, make people like it and come to buy it. In this context, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Jabbar, Allah who set things right for all those who are broken. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, verily the broken are in Allah's care. Verily Allah loves every sad heart, and the sad are enshrouded by Allah's mercy. Therefore, in disputes, it is not considered as a win to use one's power by way of tyranny or injustice, because Allah al-Jabbar will certainly destroy the tyrannical and the unjust. In Al-Jami' al-Saghir, book of the Prophet's Hadith, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is quoted as saying, an evil slave is he who displays arrogance and pride, forgetting Allah the Great, the Sublime. And an evil slave is he who transgresses and is tyrannical, forgetting Allah al-Jabbar, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, and the Compeller, the Supreme. An evil slave is he who is careless and headless, forgetting graves and death. An evil slave is he who is insolent and exceeds proper bounds, forgetting the beginnings and the end. If the opponent is weak, Allah al-Jabbar will certainly have mercy on him. Al-Jabbar is he, Allah, who destroys the unjust and tyrannical and has mercy on the weak and wronged. So if you are on the weak side of a dispute, Allah is with you. For Allah is with the weak, and Allah is Al-Jabbar, who will console the weak, and He is Al-Jabbar, who will destroy the unjust and the tyrannical. A husband and wife may sometimes have a row, but one of them may go beyond the proper bounds. Prosperous is the one who plays the role of the weak. Prosperous is the one who is wronged. For Allah is always with the wronged, whether in married life, in partnership, or in any other kind of relationship. A wealthy father died, leaving a big fortune, and he had some children, one of whom was older and more powerful than the others, who were young and weak. By being more intelligent or tricky, the elder son was able to seize unlawfully most of his dad's father's wealth. But he gave only a small part of the heritage to his other brothers and sisters, which was not enough at all for them. However, Allah al-Jabbar, who set things right and destroys the unjust and wrongdoers, made powerful and successful one of the younger brothers. And in one way or another, Allah al-Jabbar impoverished the elder brother, who in the end had to sell to his younger brother all the things that he had unlawfully and unjustly taken from his father's wealth. He also had to work as an accountant for the younger brother. Such stories are numerous and can be found in all families. Al-Jabbar is Allah who destroys the unjust, aggressors, and wrongdoers. Al-Jabbar is He who has mercy on the wronged. He is Jabbar Almighty against the unjust and the tyrannical just. As He is Jabbar for the wronged, He is Jabbar against the strong and powerful. Just as He is Jabbar for the weak and the powerless, He is Jabbar against the arrogant and the hefty. Just as He is Jabbar for the humble and the lowly, Al-Jabbar is Allah who sets all things right, gives victory to His religion, makes easy all difficult things, consoles and comforts the broken and miserable. In fact, the divine name Al-Jabbar belongs to Allah, the attribute that have to do with His divine acts. The third meaning, Al-Jabbar is someone who compels another to do as he, the compeller, pleases. Allah is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, is in sense that His divine will is irresistible. In this context, it has been rightly said, you will and I will, but Allah does what He wills. Also, in a divine hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Jabbar says, O my slave, you will and I will. If you surrender to me in what you will, I will suffice you in what you will. But if you do not surrender to me in what you will, I tire you out in what you will, and nothing will be except what I will. Pharaoh addressed his people, I am your almighty Lord. I know not that you have a God other than me. One day he saw in his dream that a child from among the children of Israel will destroy his kingdom. But instead of turning to his Lord, Allah Almighty, with repentance, and instead of giving up his arrogance, injustice, tyranny, he claimed for godhood. He stupidly thought of slaughtering all the baby boys of the children of Israel. And he did kill all the baby boys of children of Israel. No midwife could do anything at Pharaoh's time except to hide a newly born baby boy of the children of Israel from Pharaoh's men. For if it was found out that she did not kill him, she would be killed. Instead, Pharaoh was able to kill all the baby boys of the children of Israel except the one who would later on destroy his kingdom, and whom he himself brought up in his own palace. Allah al-Jabbar, the Almighty, overpowered Pharaoh and caused him to drown. To this effect, Allah Almighty says, which means, and we took the children of Israel across the sea, and Pharaoh with his hosts followed them in oppression and enmity. Till when drowning overtook him, Pharaoh said, I believe that there is no God except He, Allah, in whom the children of Israel believe. And I am one of the Muslims, those who submit themselves to Allah's will. In the same context, Joseph's brothers, plotted against him and put him in the depths of the well in order to get rid of him. But what happened? In the end, they entered upon him in his palace after he became the Aziz, the ruler of Egypt. He, alayhi salam, said, "I am Joseph, and this is my brother Benjamin. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. Verily, he was feared. Allah, he who fears Allah is dutiful to him and shows perseverance. Then surely Allah makes not the reward of the good doers to be lost." Explaining the lesson beyond Joseph's story, Allah Most Gracious said, which means, and Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most of them know not. Such is another story. Therefore, Allah Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the irresistible, foiled the plots and effort of Joseph the brother, who wanted to kill him and get rid of him by putting him in the well. Not only so, but also Allah the compeller, the irresistible, made him the Aziz, the ruler of Egypt. Allah is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the irresistible. Also, Abraham's people, Sayyidina Ibrahim, Abraham's people wanted to burn him and get rid of him. All things seemed to be in their hands and under their control, for they were more powerful. They kindled a great blazing fire and cast Abraham's, alayhi salam, into it. He could have run away. He could have hidden in a palace where they could never have found him. They could have been heavy rain from heaven to put off the fire. They could not have known that it was he who destroyed their idols. But Allah Al-Jabbar desired that they should know that it was Abraham who destroyed their idols, and seize him, and weak young man as he was, that he should admit destroying their idols, and that they should kindle a great fire wherein they cast him, despite everything Allah Al-Jabbar said. With بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين. Means, we, Allah said, O fire, be you coolness and safety for Abraham. And they wanted to harm him, but we made them the worst losers. Similarly, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his people in Mecca plotted against him and wanted to kill him. They boycotted him and tortured his companions. Nevertheless, in the end, he came back to them as a conqueror, and they were put under his mercy. If he had given one single sign to his victorious companions, they would have killed them all. But all that he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did was that he said, "What do you think I shall do to you?" They said, "You are a noble brother and the son of a noble brother." He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Then go. You are all free. Allah is Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the irresistible." On the Al-Khandaq ditch expedition, things became so hard for Allah's messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his venerable companions, that some of them thought that everything was over and that they would inevitably be defeated by the Confederates. The one who were possessed of firm belief from among them said, "Does your companion Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise us that the Roman and Persian empires will be opened to us, while the one of us cannot go out to answer the call of the nature. But what had happened? In the end, Allah al-Jabbar, the irresistible, the compeller, caused a strong wind to blow, turning over the enemy's butts, pulling off their tents and putting out their fires. In this context, Allah al-Jabbar says what means, and Allah drove back those who disbelieved in their rage. They gained no advantage, and Allah spared the believers of fighting. Verily, Allah is all strong, almighty. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate me, Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. After such explanation of Allah's beautiful divine name Al-Jabbar, it does not befit a true Muslim to fear or pray to anyone but Him. For no one but Allah, Lord of all worlds, deserves to be feared, prayed to, or besieged. A knowledgeable religious scholar once said, O Lord, I am amazed that someone who knows you but besieged someone else and other than you. I am amazed at someone who knows you but ask for help someone else other than you. And I'm amazed at someone who knows you but turns to someone else other than you. In worship and devotion, it has also been said, Al-Jabbar is He, Allah, whose reality cannot be conceived by the human mind or perceived by the human senses, whose divine command is irresistible, who compels all things, but none could possibly compel Him, who sets things right and bids His slaves to obey Him, not because He needs their obedience. If a certain person is described as being Jabbar in the negative sense of the word, he must necessarily be destroyed by Allah the Almighty. However, man can be Jabbar in one way only, if he is not captivated by the love for wealth and social ranks. This is because once man loves wealth and social rank, such love becomes a point of weakness in him. He becomes weak and vulnerable to wealth and rank allurement. That is why it is said you can have access to that man by money. Also, those who aspire after a prominent social rank weaken when they are praised and glorified. Therefore, those who are captivated by love for wealth and rank are weak people. And a person who is able to resist the love for wealth and weak can be described as Jabbar in the sense that befits human beings. He is not a weak person whom you can have access to by wealth or money. You can have access to a true believer only by the truth, not by wealth or flattery. Hence, a true believer can be described as a being Jabbar only in the sense that he does not need to be praised or bribed. He is not influenced by flattery or bribery. However, no human being can be described as Jabbar in the sense that befits the Lord, Allah Almighty, the compeller, the irresistible, the omnipotent, the sublime, or the supreme. For such divine names and attributes belongs to Allah alone, Lord of all worlds. Allahumma ya Jabbar, اجبر كسرنا وتولي أمرنا وأحسن عاقبتنا. يا شديد البطش، يا جبار، يا قهار، يا حكيم، نعوذ بك من شر ما خلقت، ونعوذ بك من ظلمة القبر وضيقه، ونعوذ بك من كيد النفوس فيما قدرت وأردت، ونعوذ بك من شر الحساد على ما أنعمت. ونسألك عز الدنيا والآخرة كما سألك نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، عز الدنيا بالإيمان والمعرفة، وعز الآخرة باللقاء والمشاهدة، إنك سميع قريب مجيب. اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك العظيم الذي إذا دعيت به أجبت، وإذا سألت به أعطيت، اقض حوائجنا وفرج كربنا واغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا وتب علينا وعافنا واعف عنا وارحمنا برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. اللهم اجعلنا إلى جمال آياتك ناظرين، وإلى روائع قدرتك مبصرين، واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا